seek a variance from the maximum height, fence height requirement for an existing fence. Sections 115-42, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Adams Avenue, approximately 110 feet southwest of South Bay Shore Drive in Broadkill Beach. The 911 address is 102 Adam Avenue, Milton, and the zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 235, map 4.17, parcel 6. They are seeking a 1.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height fence requirement for an existing fence. I would like to note the county did issue a certificate of compliance for this fence March 30th, 2020. They have 4 letters of support and 2 letters of opposition and 0 mail returns.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Can you state your name and address for the record?
My address here, my permanent residence.
Whatever your address that you wish to give to the board.
Okay. Well, then we'll go with 102 Adams Avenue, okay. Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Laura Taylor, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself and my husband, Frank Taylor. We had a fence installed at 102 Adams Avenue. It was installed by Backyard Works. It had a permit, and it was approved. And then the fence was actually installed in February of 2020. It was approved in, I think, what did they just say, April or March of 2020. And then in October of 2020, we received a letter from Mr. Whitehouse saying that it didn't meet the setback for the three and a half. We're just requesting the height, the 1.5 height variance, because when it was installed, Backyard Work said that the setback would go by where they went by our front door, which faces Bayshore, and there's probably 80 some feet from Bayshore back to our house.
Are there any questions?
Was the initial approval that the height was stated, so it was approved for 5 foot?
When
that was approved by the county?
Yeah, it was at 5 foot. I mean, the fence was installed. And when we were, when we had Backyard Works out to give us an estimate for the fence and everything, they said that it could be 5 feet because of our front door facing Bayshore and not Adams. So our property is an L shape, which goes over Adams. Across Adams is kind of a road that comes in there, and it accesses the 4 properties there. And it's the marsh. It's actually on the marsh.
So the back of your lot is unbuildable?
Correct. I think we own part of the marsh is, I think it's 1,900 feet, I think. It's actually 2 pieces of the marsh. And then it goes to our property line, but then the other part goes over across what that back end of Adams Avenue is.
Okay. Ms. Taylor, on the... I'm reading off of the permit. I want to make sure I'm correct. It seems like we've got 3 heights on the permit. Is that correct? Or we've got a 3.5-foot max in the first 30 feet. We've got 48. I'm not sure I understand. 70 feet of vinyl, is that correct? At 60 inches?
Well, there were actually two fences put up. One is on the other side of the park. But the one in question is the one at the marsh and at the end of Adams Avenue.
So if I may ask, would a conforming fence work? Would a lower fence work?
I'm sorry?
Would a fence that already conforms work for what you're trying to accomplish? A shorter fence?
What we're trying to accomplish is, because Broadkill has become so busy with daytimers, and when you come over the bridge, ours is the first dock in the back that you can see. And we've had people, we've had two ladies bring their canoe across our property there. And if you come down Bay Shore and look down Adams, if there's nothing there, you can see all the way back. And because there's no houses attached to that, it looks like it's, like it could be a public.
Okay. Ma'am, how long have you owned the property?
The marsh alone. We bought the marsh in 1998.
Okay.
And the our home part of it we bought in 1982.
Okay. How often would you guess or estimate that strangers see that dock and pathway and go on it without your permission?
I don't know. I couldn't answer that. I mean, you know, we're not there all the time. So if that could happen when we're not there, we have had people walk up and ask my husband, you know, if they could crab back there.
Okay.
The crabbing's probably better there than it is in the bridge.
It's good, yeah.
One of the conditions for a variance is that your property have a unique physical condition that would cause some kind of hardship that you need relief for. What would you say in this case would be the condition of your property that needs this fence for which you're seeking a variance?
Strangers not to see it to go back there?
And would you say that because it wraps around the backside of Adams Avenue, mm-hmm, and contains that pathway to a dock, that that's the condition that you need relief for this variance?
Yes.
Was there a fence there before?
There was an old wooden fence there years, okay, but it was taken down.
It was taken down in order to put this, mm-hmm, fence up. And that fence was not able to keep people from going on your property?
Well, it was just a like a post and rail type of thing.
Okay. That's all for now.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all my questions. They may have questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that I'm just ending my line of questioning.
You're getting ready to run.
Sorry.
Any other questions? Mr. Short?
I guess when you got the fence, who signed for the permit? Did you say that?
Who signed for the permit?
Yeah, was that you or your contractor?
The contractor.
I guess, and I know Mr. Warple asked you the question, but I don't know that I heard the answer. The height of the fence, under code, you'd be allowed to have a 3.5 foot tall fence. Mm-hmm. Is it your position that a 3.5 foot tall fence would not serve the purposes for which you're seeking for the fence?
Well, I guess it could. However, when they were there estimating everything, they said they were going by Bayshore because of our front door, and they said that the 5 foot would be fine. So to make it uniform, we went with the 5 foot on the, you know, the whole fence.
So do you have a fence around the entire kind of marsh area and then your side property line on the other side?
No, because when the Phragmites are all up, where we have the fence ending at our property that starts on to the left of it, it kind of closes that all in.
Has this fence been a deterrent to the trespassers that you claim you
have? Well, I haven't seen anybody back there. Well, I will say there was a gentleman went back there and urinated. Went through the gate and went back. And he was a worker. He was there at the property in front of us working and went back there and urinated.
So you've seen one trespasser since that fence has been installed?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
That I've seen. No.
Do you have no trespassing signs or other things up there?
No. I do have a ring doorbell camera back there, and there's a sign on the fence. from the fence.
I just want to be clear as to the location of it. I think I understand, but I just want to make sure that I'm clear on it.
Mm-hmm.
At the terminus of Adams Avenue is where you've put that fence.
We define terminus for me.
At the end of it?
Yes.
Okay. And it runs basically the edge of the marsh?
Yes.
All right. And then you have another fence that runs, do you have any fence that runs down the side of Adams Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And how far does that run, all the way to your home? Or does it
run? It runs back down towards the marsh to the dock where
okay.
the dock starts.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
How long has this new fence been installed?
Since February of 2020.
Okay. I'm assuming someone turned it in or how?
That's what I've been told, yes.
Okay.
Question for the county, I guess, then. In the permit, a permit was issued for 104 feet of vinyl fencing at 48 inches in height and 70 feet of vinyl at 60 inches. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then there was an inspection of compliance that was also issued by the county?
Correct.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Ma'am, is it your position that the fence is needed to physically block people from entering your property, to block their view of their property so that they won't see what's back there, or is it both?
View. Block the view.
It's because more to block the view.
You know, if someone wants to get through a fence, the gentleman that went back there in your day opened the gate and went through.
Okay. So then it would be your position that a 5-foot fence is more of a deterrent than a 3.5-foot fence because it blocks the view more?
Correct.
Okay. Are you concerned at all that people, neighbors walking down the road are having their view blocked from seeing the marsh?
Well, with all those phragmites, I mean, they can see them up over the fence. They go well above the fence when they're all okay. grown in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
it
you.
Doesn't block my view. You know,
okay.
people near us have decks that look right over it, so it doesn't block their view of the marsh.
No further questions? Is there anyone present that is in favor of this application? We have one. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Would you like an opportunity to speak?
Yes.
Speak? If you would, please.
Thank you. Can we both come up together? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Move forward together.
That's
yes.
Fine.
That's fine.
Brenda, do you want
your bag? No, I don't need it.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address to the record?
My name is Brenda Erdman, and my address is 101 and 103 Adams Avenue, Milndale or Brock Hill Beach.
Thank you.
Alan Erdman, 103 Adams Avenue, Brock Hill Beach.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I do.
I just want to start by a little bit of background. My parents had purchased the 101 and 103 Adams Avenue in 1966 and then in 1971. And I have been there my entire life during the summers. Right now, for the past several years, I go there typically from April through October. So it is really a semi-permanent home for me. This application that was received for the variance, there was an original fence there, split rail fence, that people could see through. I could see through. This white solid fence borders my property, and it's 5 foot. And it's really a very unsafe condition for me, and I have a disabled daughter who is only 4'8". and we cannot see behind the fence. We don't know who's behind the fence. And it's really an unsafe environment for me at my home. And they placed an alarm on the fence and a light. And last year, that alarm went off at 10:30 at night. I have no way to know who was behind that fence and why that alarm went off. And that's a security issue for me, was because I'm there every week by myself with my daughter. Plus, I go out there in the night and I water my plants and I let my dogs out at night. So I'm constantly faced with the fact that I don't know who might be behind that fence. I've spent all these years, 50 some years, almost 60 years down here, and there has been maybe a maximum of 5 people that have come off that dock or walked on that dock that I have witnessed. Most people that come off that dock are people who are in distress, and Mr. Taylor would be one of those people that would know that if you are in distress and you need to get on land, because he capsized his boat at one time and needed to go on someone else's property. It's not a constant thing that people come over and go on that dock, go past that property. Most of the time, it's been people that have asked me if they can walk out on that dock, and I tell them it's not my dock. And knowing the people, knowing the Taylors, I've always told them no, they don't want anybody on that dock. So when this fence was placed there, it's something that I come down and I see every day of my life. And every night I have to worry about going out there and who's behind the fence. We have lots of photos we would like to submit regarding that. My husband is a builder in Pennsylvania, and he knows all the regulations. I actually was the one that contacted Jamie Whitehouse regarding the height of the fence. And I did that in July of 2020. And let me just get to my timeline here. And Jamie had some meetings with us. We actually went to a face-to-face meeting with him to explain exactly the code, and that fence is on the front-facing property of Adams Avenue. The fence is on my front-facing property, because both my lots, they're originally 2 lots, are deeded road frontaged property. So I have 100 feet of road frontage there. So whether this backyard people, whatever, that put the fence up, whether they know the regulations, that's not my problem. My problem is they erected a fence that violates the code, and it violates my safety and my daughter's safety. Ignorance is no defense when it comes to things like that. We also have photos of, you know, that show some of the security issues of a person behind the fence. It's a person behind the fence. How am I supposed to know who that person is? I don't.
So this fence is directly against our property, our front property. It's like we built a fence, you know, it's a shared property line. So directly, you know, it's against our property, and it also runs at a 90 degree at the end of Adams Avenue. So that's where this fence is. And our biggest problem with the fence and the height is the reason you don't have a fence in somebody's front yard is because it's right against public property and you can't see what's behind it. So just like the homeowner that put the fence in, they install a camera back there so they can see what's behind it because they can't see themselves. So they have a camera with a light. So every time at nighttime, when the light goes on, they can see if it's a dog or if it's a person or whoever, but we can't. So my wife's out there watering her flowers and the light goes on. Is somebody back there? Is it a dog? What is it? You know, she doesn't know. So she goes in the house. So there it is. and maybe it's a false alarm. But the point is, it's 5 feet high, and if somebody is right against the fence, you can't see over it. And that's one of the reasons they have the rule. In my opinion, the reason you have a rule of a 5 foot high fence in a front yard and you have a setback is to put that buffer between the public area and the private property. So you have a buffer. You have a 10 foot, that's your building setback. And that's why you have a setback. She could have very easily installed a 3.5 foot high fence, put her little gate up there, and put a no trespassing sign there, and everybody would have respected her property, nobody would have ever went back there. We could very easily just look right over the top of the fence and see if it's a dog or if somebody's back there or whatever. But with a 5 foot high, solid fence, and if she would look on the website for the fence company, that fence is listed under privacy fence. You know, she has a privacy fence with an open end. Right as soon as you get onto her property, there is no fence. So anybody can just walk right around the end of the fence. It has no purpose. The fence has no purpose. In my opinion, the fence is what I call a spike fence. You know, it's in our face, it's right at us. And on her property, where it is her front yard, she has no fence. She has no fence whatsoever. So you could very easily, and we have pictures showing her husband walking around the end. They don't even use the gate. They don't even open the gate to use the fence. They walk around the end onto their property. So there's a gate there. In the middle of the day, we see the gate open. My dogs run behind the gate. I'm looking for my dogs. I can't see them. They're behind the fence. Who knows what's behind the gate? Two or three times now since the fence has been put up, the gate's been open for no reason. Now, we don't know who opened it or whatever, but the gate's swinging open. If the gate swings open, it's actually on the road. Yep. The fence is so tight to the road, if you open the gate, it's on the road. I mean, I had to bring it to the attention of the county that it was against violation. And here's the deal. This was done right before the COVID shutdown. They had an inspection, supposedly. I don't know if anybody from the county actually went out to look at it or not. But the inspection was done while the county was shut down. The county was shut down with the COVID shutdown and the approval was done. And I had to bring it to this White House. I had a meeting with him and all the zoning officers and had to read them the code and explain to them how this was in the front yard. And they all agreed. After me reading it to them, explaining it to them, they all agreed. So we got a letter from the county that was sent to the tailors saying that this is the violation, here it is, and they had to respond within 30 days. Well, 30 days, I don't have the exact day, but Brenda, what was the date on that? What was the date on that letter?
The date on the letter is October 15th.
October 15th. 2020. They had 30 days to respond, and they just applied for a variance here in June? Let's just give them...
May.
They got a variance in May. And then on another note...
Actually, it was April.
April, okay. Let's be clear about it. April. So in April, Jamie Whitehouse, they gave them from 30 days of October someday till April. And meantime, this fence is just up there the whole time. And there's, you know, I say if she wants a fence, she should follow the rules and put a 3.5 foot high fence and be done with it. On another note, the fence actually is on my property. We had a survey done of the property. The corner post of the fence on the outside corner of the 90, where it goes back along my line, is actually over the survey pin. So if we wanted to show our survey pin, it's underneath the fence. The right place to put that fence would have been just short of the survey pin, inside on her property, and it's been on there. Every other corner of her fence, in all different directions, the survey corner is right there, and the fence is right inside it. It can be up against it, but I need to see my survey pin. You can't cover a survey pin with a fence post. What if that fence post was 12 inches wide? Could you cover it then? In my opinion, whoever inspected that fence didn't do his job. And I had to bring it to their attention and show them how to do it. Now here I am again, you know, having to defend it. And I don't know to what extent we have to keep going with this, but I could talk all day about stuff. I mean, the two other neighbors that are right against us, the only ones that really affect us, they both oppose it of the two. They don't like looking at this high, 5-foot-high solid fence at the end of the road.
The people that actually support the fence are not directly in line
with
this.
They're not even close.
They're not. They have no direct access to Adams Avenue. Those are people that Ms. Taylor solicited prior to the variance even coming out to the public to get their letters.
I mean, the Taylors, if they want to put a, they don't have any property at all. They have a house that is 2 inches off the road, not the setback. 2 inches
off the road.
We're
talking about the fence here.
I know.
We got to stick with the fence.
Okay, but my point is like, okay, they have that. They got a variance for that. Now we're going to give them a variance for a fence that's too high. That, you know, so now we have to deal with all the things about the height, and we don't want to see it. Quite frankly, if I drive my bike down Adams Avenue or down anywhere down that Broadkill Beach, you won't see a fence like that on the whole beach that's going to nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. It goes to, and if anything, a fence like that causes curiosity. What's around the back of the fence? What are they protecting? So, you know, there she is. She has her little camera back there, so somebody walks around the back to see what's there, and it's on candid camera. You know,
and
she has a ring camera that's pointed right at, you know, she has several cameras, but that's another story too. So for that, all those reasons, we oppose the fence approval of the variance.
It truly creates a liability issue.
And, you know, we have more pictures. If anybody wants to see it, we have several pictures of, you know, the height, the view of our backyard. My wife has a garden. Every day she's out there watering her garden, and she doesn't want to stay out there after dark because she's afraid. There's people on Broadkill Beach has been very public over the last 5 years. There's people that travel on the beach, up on the bridge, and our property is very visual. They see her out there. You know, quite frankly, you don't know who's there. The people park to go to the beach. They do all kinds of things. You just never know who is going to be at the end of the road, parked on that road. And, you know, I want to know who's back there. If somebody's behind that fence, I won't be able to see it. Yeah. And that's just, you know, we have dogs that are barking, and they see the lights come on. And the fence is definitely, it's direct impact on our lives. You know, every day, the way we live there. We've been down there for over 20 years, living in the same house. If the Taylors say, don't go on your property, every one of the neighbors around there respect their wishes if they don't go on property. I'm not saying a ball doesn't trickle onto their property or a dog doesn't occasionally chase a cat across a property, but nobody intentionally walks on their property and does anything on there that they have nothing to worry about.
Is that, yeah, complete with you have to stay?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here in opposition to the application? I guess we had two in opposition. If you'd like to come up and respond. And we're doing one response here. We're not going to do a ping pong match. Just one response here.
I just would like to say that he mentioned his dogs. And I probably will be very limited as to what I can say here in response to their opposal, because we have
with the fence. That's what we're concerned with the fence.
I know, but there are other issues, and we have engaged with Parkowski, Girk, and Swayze for other issues. So I'll be limited as to what I can say here.
We got to keep it to the fence.
Correct. He did mention his dogs. His dogs do come in our yard. They leave their business in our yard. Last week, Mrs. Erdman came in our yard at 5 o'clock in the morning with a flashlight and a pooper scooper cleaning up that. She did not have permission to come in our yard, but she did it. Made a comment so the cameras could hear her that she was cleaning up her dog's dew, and God forbid. So there is a lot more here that meets the eye. The camera is there basically because my son monitors us while we're not, when, especially when I'm not there, because my husband has heart condition. And if he goes out in the boat and doesn't come back, my son can see that he's not come back through the marsh. I don't know what else she said that. I guess that's all I have to say. I just can't rebut everything she said because of the lawsuit.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I got a couple questions for the applicant, if I may, and we still need to call for the online as well.
Yes.
For the what?
So, looking at these pictures, where is this fence in relation to the prior fence? Is it on the same footprint, or is it?
Probably a little different, because before we had the fence installed, John Roach resurveyed our property. So all of the property tags were in when the fence went up.
Okay. But where is it in relation to the old fence? How is it closer to Adams Avenue? Is it further away? Is it? Sir?
Pretty much the same. You're not up talking. Pretty much the same, I guess, just a little off.
And
the fence that was there previously, I came to my property one summer, and Mrs. Erdman had hung a yard design, a yard ornament on that fence, and was spray painting it red. And when I said something to her about it, she became very upset.
The opposition noted something about the gate swinging into the road.
The gate swings in. It does not swing out to the road.
So there's not a pendulum effect that could cause it to swing to the road?
It swings into the marsh and our property. They mentioned why it took this long. I had called Mr. Schwab, Bill Schwab, to represent us here tonight because of other issues that are going on. It just seemed like they drug it out. And finally, just a couple months ago, I spoke to him and he wanted to draft a letter that Mrs. Erdman would sign saying she wouldn't complain about my fence if we removed part of our dock in the back. And that's all I can say about that.
Okay. Could you just stay there? We're going to see if anybody on this is on the phone. Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you.
Can I say anything else?
We might have some more questions for
okay.
you. Just hold on a second. Any further questions from this lady?
I'm a little confused with the permit. As far as with the front setback and 3.5 feet max in the first 30 feet, I don't know where that position is. You know, where exactly
so,
on the map.
So I think if you were to look at, and Ms. Norwood, jump in if I'm saying anything incorrect. Looking at the survey, where we've got Adams Avenue running there, the front line, what would be considered the front property line, is the north corner there, running southeast to the terminus of Adams Avenue and then turning towards the Erdemans property. That is considered the front property line. So the 30-foot setback there would be from that line, and all, you know, wherever that line is 30 feet. So a fence could not be taller than 3.5 feet from that, from anywhere from 30 feet from that line. And that includes if you go down the side property lines as well. So I think that if you were to look at this, we would probably go 30 feet here. This would all, you know, you could probably go be something like that, I had to guess, where you could then go taller than 3.5 feet. So now you could do 3.5 feet in that area, but if you wanted to go taller, you'd have to get a variance. So did I say anything incorrect there?
Nope, you got it.
All right.
So how the fence is constructed now, according to the permit, it on that corner, it should be 3.5 feet. How it is right at the moment.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I think in. You know, it sounds, from what I understand, that there had been a CO issued after the building permit had been put in place. And if I had to surmise, it's probably due to the, you know, the way Adams Avenue in this lot kind of is approximated on that. But it was caught later after that had been issued, and this is not one where. You know, that we've had cases where building permits have been issued, they've been inspected and CO'd, we're allowed to do, there's a provision in the code that allows for administrative variance. Those are only for yard requirements. And because this is a fence height, that is something that the director could not administratively grant. That's why it's here before you. Had it been a building setback issue that had that same type of problem, it could have been handled administratively, but we don't have those facts in this case, so.
Correct.
Can I speak? Am I allowed to speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Mrs. Erb, they have said about lights. I don't know if you're familiar with ring cameras. It's not a very bright light. But they did install lights all the way at the end of the fence, which they were high lumen motion detector, which hung kind of, they actually shone down onto our property. As a matter of fact, my husband walked back one time, and as soon as he got into that light, I could not even see
him. This is not about the lights, this is about
okay, but I'm just, I mean, they brought it up, so. Okay. But if she says about not moving, not being able to see behind the fence, she is outside many nights by herself, 10 o'clock taking trash cans out. I mean, you know, it's broadkill. People are out all the time. But if she, well, I really don't know, to be honest with you, because since 2019, we have not spoken to them. They do not speak to us. So I just
keep it to the fence that yeah. Your relationship with them has no bearing.
Well, I'm just saying I don't know their feelings because it's never been conveyed to us, you know, personally to us. And so that's why I tried to have Mr. Schwab represent us, and it turned into a negotiation for something else. Her saying she wouldn't complain about the fence if we did something else in turn. And at that point, he said to me, I will not represent you because you're definitely going to lose. And so I won't take your money to represent you.
Any further questions? Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
The opposition made a claim about the survey. We're not here for that part of it. Strictly the height, correct?
It's just the height. I mean, if there's an issue that they believe there to be an encroachment, that's a trespass issue that this board has no jurisdiction over.
Okay.
That's you know, if they were to, and I don't know if they do or they don't. I haven't looked at the survey or their records to see if they've got that. But that's not something this board makes a determination on. This board can only grant a variance as to the applicant's property. And the fence that they have on their lands. If it goes on neighbor's lands, then the neighbor may have a remedy there. But that's not something this board can grant.
strictly the fence height. Any further questions? Comments? I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Unfortunately, Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion that we deny case number 12572 for the Taylors. I'm familiar with the area, and I just feel a 3.5 foot high fence would work in this application to stop people from trespassing. Property does not have unique physical conditions, which have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons, so with a vote of 5-0, case number 12572 has been denied.